Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk the benefits of Manuka Honey, mindfulness with WWE superstars Naomi and Jimmy Uso. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Hey, what's up? Welcome, Fit Club fans. We are live with two of the WWE's biggest stars, Naomi and Jimmy Uso, also known as Trinity and Jonathan Fatu. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, man.
Absolutely. I got to say happy birthday to you, right? You just
Thank
had a birthday.
You. Dirty 30.
Awesome, awesome. As you guys know, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong. TK, where can they find you?
Hey, guys. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
You can't find me on everything, but you can catch me on Twitter at WWE Uso.
And my Twitter is Naomi WWE. And Instagram, Trinity underscore Fatu. Holla at your girl.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining us. This is amazing. Just to have you guys here. We have a slate of some interesting stories, and hopefully we can talk about that and a little bit more about the WWE. The first story we have is mindfulness in the NFL. I thought it was pretty interesting that a lot of these teams are now taking on mindfulness. They're meditating. They're living in the present moment so that they can actually take advantage of the full present moment. From the Seahawks to the Colts, the 49ers, the Falcons. What do you guys do, if anything, to kind of this alternative sort of training? I know physically you guys push yourselves to the limit, but are you guys doing anything mentally to kind of like get that extra edge?
Well, I guess I'll take this one. We should be doing more than what we are doing, you know what I'm saying? Because speaking about, like, you know, the mindfulness, like, we travel 300 days out of the year. We have 270 shows out of the year. So, like, we're constantly traveling away from our families, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I bet that meditating, it really helps us, like, you know, ground you down because, you know, we're constantly moving, constantly going. The physical part, yeah, we're in the gym, but we should be doing, you know, working on the mindfulness a lot more than what we should be doing, you know what I'm saying? So
I feel like the hardest part of our job is staying mentally strong. The physical part for all of us is easy. It's staying mentally strong. There is no off season with wrestling. It's year round. It's global. We travel all over the world. So it does take a toll on you mentally at times, just never having a break or even, you know, you have a day and a half sometimes, a lot of times. At the most, we're home 2 days out of the week.
Yeah.
But just not having that time to decompress and having children and just trying to manage it all, sometimes it gets very chaotic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, we got two kids. So, like, you know, we only see them 2 days out of the week. So, like, we're constantly moving, man. And plus, on top of being married and working together, it got us ups and downs. Am I right? Like, I get on her nerves.
You're getting real.
I get on her nerves, man.
I was going to ask that.
I drive her off the wall. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm like, man, I need to chill. I need to check myself. And check yourself, too. Not just me, you know? But, like, yeah, we need to get this mindfulness cracking a lot more than what we're doing.
So. I think as athletes, too, you have so much going on. So it's like, one, you want to make sure your body's on point because if your body's on point, you can't perform.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to make sure eating's on point because if you're not fueling your body, then, you know, it's just all these little things. And then you have, like, the mindfulness or the yoga or the whatever. And by the time you get to that point, you're like, man, I just want to, like, sit. Like, so it's kind of one of those things where it's really hard to focus on those things to do that. So, I mean, good luck to them. I know the NFL tried to do the whole yoga stuff a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But
and now they're moving into the digital world where they're creating individualized mindfulness for different players, and they're pushing out digitally so they can, like, access it from their cell phone, which I love that they're using that modern technology to do it.
My sports psychologist, she used to have us do it on tape, like, you know, almost like envision it and then meditate to it. So I can only imagine, like, what they're doing now. There's still not enough time.
Do you guys have mental ways to cope with the stresses and pressures? Or you, like, do you have, what are your outlets to cope?
We've been trying to take care of ourselves, like, each other a lot more now, because we've just been grinding and, like, for years just working. It's like, we don't want no breaks, we don't want no time off, let's just go
get it.
Work hard. But now, we're almost hitting that decade of doing this, and it's like, we feel it on our bodies, we feel it on our minds, but Yeah, what helped me to get massages more. Yeah. And
well, what helped me cope with it is video games. Oh, like on my phone or like, you know, now we're starting to bring the console system on the road now. You know,
that's almost your level of meditation.
Yeah. And yours is on Instagram. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. Trying to get your followers up. That's what you have. You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
Also, you downloaded the meditation app, the music app. Yeah. So at nighttime now. It's really hard for me to go to bed because I'm always wired or I'm always drinking coffee.
It's hard to turn off sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because we'll do a show and then drive 4 hours to get to the hotel and it's still like 3 a.m. and then like we're still just
wired
like,
you're
still up. Yeah. You know? And I'd be trying to like try a way of turning everything off.
Yeah.
No light, because if your phone, if it's flipped, turn it over, because if you see your phone light go up, you're going to go get it.
Your brain just lights up too.
Yeah, so I'd be like, man, turn your phone over. She just still over there. Hold on. I see her thumb doing this, scrolling. I already know what you're doing. Just scrolling.
And the TV. So now we try to give ourselves a time period where everything shuts off, and no matter what, like, we shut it down and turn on the relaxing music, and that works every time. I'm like, I'm not sleepy, I can't go to sleep, and then like 5 minutes later
we buy candles now on the road. Oh, you know, nice, like, you know, little things, you know.
It is a little things of course, especially with that kind of busy schedule.
So are the candles kind of romantic? Because I remember there's a episode in Divas when we would get for y'all doing, I also do Total Divas, so girl, you try.
What am I missing?
He tried to be romantic, and went to like a drive-through spaghetti spot.
What,
like,
they had Papa Spaghetti. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And when you get spaghetti through a drive-thru.
Then you went to like some, what is it called? To that thing where it was like
a
windy.
Lighthouse.
A lighthouse, and it's hella windy.
It was haunted. I ain't know it was haunted. Hey, look, it's the thought, it's the effort, man. You know what I'm saying? I could have just sat there and we not did anything. But, you know, it's the effort.
The effort that counts.
That's why I don't give you too much stuff, even though you put me through it. I appreciate the effort.
Nice.
You try.
Good. Little, we got to work on it.
Just a little one.
I'm cool with the hustle. I'm cool with it.
And if you guys have any questions for these two, we got the chat open, so we will field your questions in your comments. The next story is Manuka honey. It's apparently this huge superfood, and you know the question is whether or not Manuka honey is actually the superfood it's meant to be. And it looks like science has found it's really efficacious for like wound healing, very high antimicrobial properties, but not really great for eating. It's not many properties there. But you know, so this superfood kind of debunked as a superfood to some degree. But do you guys have superfoods that you incorporate into your diet that kind of help you? Like for me, like blueberries were a big thing that kind of helped my training. Yeah, so that was like my go-to. I don't know if you guys had some go-to superfoods that are on your list.
I mean, I really ain't got no really go-to foods, man. Like, I mean, I've been trying to cut out on red meat because somebody won't let me eat red meat.
I'm vegan. I'm all about it.
I know.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And I tried, man. I want to, man, but I tried to go one day. I didn't have no meat. I was like, man, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then I was eating salmon. And they trained. Like, what you doing? I thought you was... I said, this ain't me. Fool, you eating fish. Dang. But, yeah, I've been trying to cut back on it. And my son's only 11. He surprised me. Remember, he was out of nowhere. He just like, Dad, I don't want to eat meat no more. I want to be...
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
wow. That's the thing now.
Wow.
That's the thing now. Yeah. A lot of kids are doing
They know so much more about health and fitness than we had.
Growing up, we just got nothing.
At their age, all I wanted to do was go to the candy lady down the street every day.
My Lemonheads.
Freeze cups and candy and gummy bears.
Lemonheads and now and laters. That was my vice.
Somebody said you need to drop the workout routine. So what do you guys do to... I mean,
oh, you better ask this one over here.
Yeah, your Instagram is littered, but you were in excellent shape. So, what do you guys? Yeah. What's your diet like and your workout routine?
Well, my big ass had to cut out all the rice and bread and fried food because all the stuff you're supposed to be cutting out. Because that's you know
and
what I'm saying.
And what else? Yeah. The number one thing:
drinking.
No.
Alcohol.
Well, that too, but dang it. No.
What is it?
Your mayonnaise.
Oh, snap.
Why are you trying to like, man, my Samoans don't like mayonnaise.
Yeah. Man, I grew up with mayonnaise, man. Like, we use it, like, eating it with everything. I'm talking about it was like a ketchup. Like,
jars.
Yeah, dog. What? Yeah. You act like y'all don't know about no ketchup and no mayonnaise. Y'all ain't never did that before.
So what made you want to do that change?
I don't know, man. It was like really late. Like I was like 275 in July, and I seen
this
picture.
July.
Yeah,
wow.
And I seen this picture of me, and then I was just like, I'm in the public eye too.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna sit here and lie either. Like I got lazy, I got comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell, I'm gonna eat this pizza. Hell, I done wrestled.
I worked for it. Yeah,
I'm gonna eat this damn pizza. Yeah. Give it here. And then I just actually my wife made a comment to me. I got out the shower with her. She was like, okay. and that scared the hell out of me. So I was like, oh, hell to the no. And I dropped like 41 pounds.
41 pounds. Yeah. Between July and now.
Between July
just
and
a dietary change. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Was that before the rap battle or after the rap battle?
That was, I just started at the rap
battle. Okay. Because that rap, I should have sent the video. That rap battle was hilarious and epic. I was just like,
we
okay.
We lost.
Yeah, man. But it's like you guys had some...
Oh yeah, you had to. Yeah. But I feel way better, man. And I did it for just to be better in the ring and try to look like my wife here would literally eat whatever she wants, and it'll just bam, 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 just abbed up, man. I'm like, man, how you look like that? What you eat? What I eat?
Yeah, how do you get like that? Is that the gym? Is that the diet? Is that with that diet growing up or like
going to the no? Don't let them know.
I've seen the abs.
I think it's a mix of both. I've always been fit and athletic, just being in track and dance since I was 8 and just always been active. But I have noticed since like my later 20s, like I have been holding on to a little fat, a little more, and like I can't get away with as much as I used to. So that and my husband, just seeing him lose as much weight as he did and be dedicated and work on it, made me like want to tighten up and just work out a little more. I can pretty much eat what I want, but I just have to do it in moderation. I love sweets. I love snacks. I love junk. So that's been my challenge, trying to cut out more of that stuff.
And we work out together, too. And my brother's always with us. We always travel together, my twin brother. Yeah. So we're always working out with each other. And, you know, we get to a town, thank God for Yelp, because it's just, you know, the closest gym by.
Yeah,
let's go.
Hit
it. Yeah, yeah. So
so what's the kind of work, what's the workout like? Is it like high intensity cardio, fasted cardio, weight training? What's that kind of like? Going heavy, light?
Well, I don't lift heavy no more. Nothing, man. It's just high rep, man, and a lot of cardio, man. Yes. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I tried the CrossFit thing, but on my shoulders, I got bad shoulders. I'll be trying to swing up on the boulevard. How y'all know,
that
man?
That muscle up stuff.
Yeah, man. It's so dope, though. I like that. I'm really a big fan of CrossFit, but I just, like, I don't think I can do what them homies be doing. But it's just more high rep because I'm getting older.
No, that's what I do. High rep, lightweight. And I keep telling people, and they're like, really? And I'm like, that's the way to go.
Like in the gym the other day, I was working out with one of my buddies, man, Rusev. He's another WWE wrestler. That's my boy.
He's got some weight, too, though.
Yeah, because we're getting it together.
Oh, okay.
But he's like lifting. He's really strong, man. So, but like, he's lifting. You know Jinder Mahal?
Uh-huh. Jinder Mahal. Right? He's fantastic.
He's
single too. And he's Canadian.
But we're working out with Rusev, and like it was heavy, and I don't like. I'd rather have my form be right than be struggling with.
Yeah.
So Jinder walks by. He's like, you can grab 20 pound dumbbells and do 100 of those.
Yeah.
Same thing. And I was like, that's what we should be doing, working out with Rusev, with your strong self, man. And we, you know what I'm saying?
And it's almost like a mindfulness technique when you're in the gym and doing that, because it's lighter, you can really focus on technique, focus on the mind-muscle connection.
And I'm starting to get that too, man. I had no idea. I used to just work out like football training, you know what I'm saying? Just regular stuff. But and now, like, I'm trying to tell wifey and my brother, like, I'm trying to work out with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
So I can think about, you know what I'm saying?
What the muscle is doing,
CT Fledges, man. That's a big inspiration to me, man. Like, that's what really made me get my ass up and get up out there and do this. So,
nice. And do you have an ab workout? What's your, give us the ab routine.
Please.
Give us the ab routine.
Whatever he tells
me. She follow me. I'm talking. No, she like this. Hey, Trans, y'all set. Y'all set. All right. Here. Record me right quick. Get it in. But
they, I think it's true that they say abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because no matter how hard you work out on them, if you're eating like crap and if your diet isn't right, then they're not going to, it's not going to work. But
80-20 they say, right? 80% nutrition, 20% working out.
Plus, we're trying to be around, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about living life with long as hell, because, you know, we got kids. I'm trying to be around. We're trying to be the parents when they in high school. They're like, damn, them your parents. Yeah.
That's why I went vegan, because I saw these 80-year-olds that looked like 40-year-olds and were moving like 30-year-olds, and I was like, I got to go vegan, because that's what it is, you know?
It's crazy. Was it hard to change that?
I did 3-year transition. The first year I gave up red meat, second year I went pescatarian, and the third year I went vegan. So I gave myself 2 years to learn and to figure out what was, you know, what was I could have and what I couldn't have.
That's what I did. I just realized that's what I did, too. Yeah. You realize when you go vegan, your body, like, your body acts it. Like, there's no inflammation. Mm-hmm, like, you know how
No bloating.
Yeah. You know how when you know you might, you know, pass gas, like, it doesn't smell. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, because I thought it was just normal. Everybody just, you know, eat the meat. Yeah. It's like, nah, you don't eat the meat and it doesn't smell. It's like, oh, it's good. Yeah.
And it was the same thing, like, where I've always been fit and in shape. And then I noticed, like, okay, I used to be able to work out and literally walk out the gym with a different body.
Yeah.
And then it was like, the next day, the different body. And then 2 days later, the different body. So I was like, no. Mm. Went vegan, all of a sudden, right back. So.
Mm. I want to eventually become vegan. I've been talking about it, but I think what stops me is just not being educated enough. I'm like, okay, so if I take this, with us being so active, if I take this protein or this meat or this energy out of my diet, what do I replace it with? Mm-hmm.
Vegan protein powders, or at least you have those to lean on. And then there's like quinoa and beans and green leafy vegetables, and you just kind of educate yourself over time and you figure it out. But you guys are on the road a lot,
so much preparation. Much, that's the hard thing.
Yeah, like, for you guys, it's tough.
I would have to pack my... Yeah. cooler and my food. I'm just like, whew.
Yeah, 3 a.m.
It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah,
truly.
If you maybe take a year to think about it and do it, then maybe after that, then you can kind of like incorporate it. You know,
it's just hard when you're on the road in 3 a.m. You see McDonald's and Waffle House, and it's the only thing open and convenient.
You gotta go to look online, because they have all the vegan things you can get at fast food restaurants. So there are vegan items at McDonald's. There are vegan items at Waffle. Yeah,
but really, who gonna go to McDonald's?
Yeah, can I get that lettuce wrap, please, and throw that Big Mac on there too?
I heard they came out with a McVegan. Hopefully it's going to hit the U.S. soon. So the McVegan is coming to the U.S.
What?
So
vegan? What?
McDonald's is a McVegan. They have in like Norway. Or they're testing it in Norway or something.
No.
So
really?
Yeah. And so hopefully if it does well there, they'll bring it to the U.S.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Somebody asked, what is it like working with the 3 NXT call-ups in the women's division?
Look at you, Charlie. Oh, something nice to say. Look at you.
They separated my shoulder last week, so I don't feel too good about that.
Yeah, so was it due to inexperience when that happened?
It was due to me getting rammed into a wall by 2 people.
Yeah, accidents happen today. You know, injuries is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people out there who be like, hey, man, it's wrestling fake. I be like, hell no, because I get hurt for real. Yeah. So it ain't no time out. A stunt double come up in.
Right.
Nah, man. How do you guys deal with those injuries? Like, to rehab them and, like, take time?
Man. Yeah, yeah. Ice is my best friend.
Yeah.
Her, you know, just be massaging. You know what I'm saying? Because... like, we hop on, we'll do shows and, like, hop on these airplanes. And, like, every year, these airplanes are getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, my gosh.
And we sit and we're like this in the car. We drive, man. Like, people don't understand how much we travel. That's the hardest part. It really ain't in the rain, because that's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the fun part is doing that. And that's only 15 minutes. And then I got to hop in and we'll drive 4 hours to the next town, back in the car, sitting down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like, tightness in the hamstrings.
Everything. You never get a chance to, like, open up. So, like, that's why we try to get in these massage tables. You know,
you guys use rollers or roll out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, our trainers, every show, they got the rollers, and we're always, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, hurry up. I need the roller, man.
Yeah.
Hurry
up. Come on. Let's go.
You over there just laying on your Instagram. Hurry up.
And our last story we have is about kratom. Have you guys heard of kratom?
No.
So it's, well, in the bodybuilding world, kratom had this huge explosion, this great thing that gives you energy, gives you focus, plant-based. And it come to find out that a lot of people were suffering from addiction to kratom because it actually works like an opioid. And some people were having real struggles
with it.
Too good
to be true.
Yeah. And so you know, in the fitness world particularly, if something comes out with a lot of flash, people just run to buy it, you know. So how do you guys, when you hear about these supplements or different things, how do you guys kind of watch what you eat and make sure it's like actually safe for you?
I don't take or do anything. We have a wellness policy. Okay. So, like, they have zero tolerance for anything. So just to be safe, I don't do or try anything other than just regular vitamins.
Yeah.
Because I've took pre-workout one time, and it's came back in my test at work one time.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, hey, man, what you taking? I was like, just show them. I was like, he's like, yeah, like, it messes with your levels on some parts, but I wasn't trying to get no fine, like, get suspended, so I just cut it out. I don't even like to take Advil. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like that. But like, even like pre-workouts, you know what I'm saying? My twin brother's like, man, I need a pre-workout.
Yeah.
I don't like to take it. I don't like to depend on it. But like, it's so much stuff, yeah. man. And like, I'm too scared to even damn, you know, eat anything if I don't pronounce it, that's a good
policy. Man. Yeah, same thing. When I got in the fitness industry, I was like, oh, what are the pre-workout fat burners? So I was taking them, and then when I made the decision to go vegan, I started reading labels more. I was like, what am I actually having? And then that was like, wait a minute, let me back up. Yeah. So it's so good to make sure you have that like line of defense for yourself.
For sure.
I just like to not having to rely on anything.
Yeah.
Or just feeling like your body's clean, you know.
So how do you guys, when you're on the road like that, how do you guys make sure you do stay awake and you are, like, kind of ready to go?
We need a great co-pilot. You know, we need somebody that worked the radio and had the jams rolling and had the movies playing or whatever it is. Well, maybe movies is bad, but, yeah, we need it. That's true, man. Because we be,
sometimes that's the only thing at 3 in the morning when you're driving through back roads and
man.
We've hit deers and stuff before.
Oh, flat tires.
I've hit 3 deers since I've been on the road. One of the scariest things ever.
Scary as hell. You ever hit a deer? Y'all ever hit a deer
before? Oh, no.
It's scary as hell hitting a deer.
Or during the winter. Remember we almost slid off the...
Oh, my gosh. That black ice stuff. Oh.
Yeah. And we almost slid off of a cliff.
Trying to learn how to drive in the snow is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
You let go of the wheel, folks. Just if you slam on the brakes, you're going to slide
that's
faster.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did. No, try to slow down.
You got to let it take you.
And then it sped up.
It's like, it's like that Jesus motion. Take the wheel for real.
Yeah. I was just hoaxing. Wherever we at.
We're going out together.
We have a question about the 450 splash, but let's do a let's take a look at some of your moves before we hit these questions.
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite move ever.
Oh, my
favorite move.
Oh my gosh. I want to know how you perfected this.
The aim.
I guess we need to talk about your glute workout as well. Did you
The move actually started as a not something serious when I was down in developmental.
Yeah.
But I stuck with it, and actually the fans liked it, and so I decided to keep doing it.
And it's a power move. Like, it really looks like, man.
So I remember, so I saw my first WWE match maybe about 3 years ago. Saw you at Staples. And I was like, well, first, like, who's this black chick? And then I was like, okay, all right, I'm in. It was just like, how many, it's so amazing. And
thank
just,
you.
And you were the first African-American female to be the SmackDown Girls Champion, right?
SmackDown Women's Champion, yes.
Yeah. Did you contemplate that? Was that something you thought about? Growing up, even, did you feel like you had other African-Americans to look up to in the sport?
Oh, Alicia Fox, kind of.
Foxy was the first Divas champion at the time. But now we no longer have a Divas champion. Now we have two women's champions, one for Raw and one for SmackDown. But growing up, I didn't watch much wrestling. I got into wrestling when I was 21, and I saw my first live show, and I fell in love with it. And just learning, I came into the business very green. Thankfully, I met my husband early on, who taught me so much about just the etiquette of wrestling and a lot about the history, especially with him being from a Samoan dynasty, a wrestling legacy. I had to get it together real quick. But yeah, I just set goals for myself, and just one was just being the champion. Didn't matter what I was a champion of, but I just wanted to accomplish that. So I did it on SmackDown.
Now nice. Look at you.
And
twice.
And what's this 450 splash? Still doing this?
It's a move that that I've never done before. It's a really cool move. It's a front flip off the top rope. Yeah. And just been waiting for the right time to pull it out.
Oh, so we will see this eventually.
You will. Before I retire, you will see it. But it's a cool move that I haven't seen any girls do other than one. And she's also She's badass too. She's down in developmental right now. Oh, Bianca Blair.
Oh my gosh, I love
her. She is
another black chick.
She used to do CrossFit and
Black Girl Magic.
Yes,
Black Girl Magic. She's amazing, and she does it. And I'm pretty sure Ember Moon could probably do it. She's athletic as hell. I'm pretty sure Charlotte can probably do it. But it's just one of those moves that has always been one of my favorite moves that I haven't done yet that I would like
it's timing
to do.
I love it.
I wish I could do it. I just watch. That's all I do. Keep my feet on the floor, on the mat.
And so, and then we also had a question: are your kids going to appear in Total Divas?
Oh, they have. They've been.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, yeah. They've been in there. Yeah. Come on, y'all been watching.
I know. I was like, wait, what? They have when you got the
when Trim bought the alligator and the whole animals to the backyard and the goat ran in the house.
And then I think that the next scene you were talking to the kid's mother and you're like, now I have to talk to the mother. I was like, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. See what you did?
I got out of that one now.
I also want to know just how you guys, it's been like 10 years for you, how long have you been wrestling for?
Nine.
So how?
Almost 10.
How do you guys stay motivated still at this stage?
I think it's our fans, man. Like, yeah. I feel like we have the craziest fans in the world, you know. They always support us. Like, you know, they're always, they're constantly, so loyal, man. And but they also let you know if they don't like you, too. Like, there's some fans, like, yeah, you suck. Both of y'all, you and your wife. Both of y'all suck. But I don't care. Man. My check cleared Monday, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, and it's me and her and my brother, man. So like, it's still fun.
Yeah, it's family.
Before we go out the curtain, I still get that feeling. I still get nervous.
Yeah.
Until that feeling's gone, then I feel like it's time for me to kind of back away. But I still get nervous as hell before I go out there, which is a good thing, man.
Yeah.
So like, it's fun. It's still fun to me. That's what it is. Fun.
So I think the kids too. Just doing it for them and having. Giving them something positive to look up to, and you know,
yeah, because we do a lot of make a wishes too, man. Like, and it's so cool that these little kids are like, you know what I'm saying, and they wish is to meet you, which threw me off. We did ours like maybe like the first time I had one was like 3 years ago, and it's always like, you know, John Cena or like the Randy Orton's or the AJ Styles. And they was like, yeah, I want to meet the Usos. I was like, make a wish? They said, yeah. I was like, holy hell. I was happy as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to like, not cry when I was with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, try to hold together.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But, it's really fun because we grew up watching, you know, wrestling. And, like, kids are, like, even when we come out, they're, like, wide-eyed. Like, whole shit.
Yeah. Man.
I think it's special, too, because this is one of those jobs where you know you can't. You only have a short period of time in your life to be able to do something so special and something like the show. Just you put so much energy and so much work and take so much from your personal life to accomplish this. Like you can't waste it. You have to enjoy every moment because I came in at 21. I'm 30 now. And I remember back then I was like, yeah, by the time I'm 30, I'll be done. You know, I'll be having kids. I'll probably just be sent home. And it went by like that. And I'm like, 30, I'm not ready. I'm just turning up. Like, I've arrived, finally.
Well, yeah, you got, Serena Williams that's still out there, you know, kicking butt.
Oh,
you
man, when she comes back, it's going to be.
Yeah. We're living in this great era where we have extended our sports life by so much. So do you guys see an end in sight, or are you guys just going to keep rolling?
I have to.
That's the kind of the suck part about being a woman. Like, I can't go as long as he can. I mean, I can, but not if I want to start a family and give you all these kids you want.
Oh, damn, how many kids do you want?
Shoot, I'm on a whole football team. Shoot, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying, you know, I'm on a big family.
Might have to adopt some.
We grew up in a big, big family, you know? And, like, we kind of got away from it because, like, we leave all the time. So, like, you know, I don't really see my family much. Thank God for, like, FaceTime and, you know, I can see the kids because when my dad was doing this, I won't see my dad for like 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I'm so happy, like, I can just pick the phone up and, like, just call him. But even our damn kids don't even answer the phone anyway. So I don't even know why I got them.
They know where you are. They see you on TV. Like, he's cool.
Yeah. Now I'll be asking, yo, did you watch Daddy on TV? You watch Trent on TV? They'll be like, nah. What the? Like, what you doing?
Watching Disney Channel.
Yeah. Playing Minecraft.
You went from a different intro or entrance song to the Uso Penitentiary, which I love. Who developed that idea? And, like, as far as putting it together?
Well, like, So in WWE, if you don't evolve, you will get left. Mm-hmm. You know. So we was doing the whole painted up Uso thing with the whole haka at the beginning of the mm-hmm. entrance, and people liked it. They was with it. I mean, we did that. We rode that for like 4 years, and then they started not to like it. You know, right. We would come out, they would be like, "Boo!" And we was the top good guys, like really yeah. good, strong good guys in our business. And then we started hearing the people like, and we felt it. It started to get stale, mm-hmm. and then we was asking, you know, our higher ups, like, man, we got to turn, because like, or we want to do this. And then it was like, well, you're gonna still have to paint, right? Like, no, totally different, like just us this time.
Mm-hmm. I was against it too. I was like, yeah. no, like yeah. a lot of that's yours. People love the paint. Kids yeah, are dressed yeah. up. Like, I was like, don't lose the paint.
Yeah,
I was with them going bad, but I thought they should have like a heel look to the paint. Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like we couldn't be us with paint on. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like this is the Usos now is who I am. I would wear what I wear to the ring out to the club.
That's like, what it felt like. Yeah. It felt like, oh, these are the dudes from the hood. Yeah. Don't yeah. mess with them because yeah. so. Yeah. But yours, Fuel Glow.
Yeah.
Element, I mean,
glow up is real.
The hair, the. It's amazing.
We've got a question. Is that the what's the best part about being a wrestler in the WWE? Is that part of it, getting to create this character?
Yeah, being able to express your creativities and crazy ideas without being judged. People actually look at it and think it's cool. Yeah. I mean, if you really look at it, we dress up in tights and spandex and go out there and fight each other. Like, it's crazy when you really think about it. But it's so much fun. It's awesome.
Yeah. Also traveling too, man. Like, we got to go to Venice, Italy, and I ain't ever been. I seen it like on TV and stuff, yeah. and even Eiffel Tower, and we got to stand in front of it, and like all kinds of like huge like landmarks in the world. Right. That's like, oh, this is cool. I ain't ever been to Africa. She went diving in with the sharks.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't go. I was like, you crazy? What's wrong with you? But it was cool. I was hating because when she showed me all the footage, I was like, man, I should have went. Man,
I don't know about that. No shark diving. For
yeah,
me.
Man. I didn't even have a passport. Never even left the state of Florida until I was 27. You know, working.
Yeah.
So it's fun though, man. I think traveling is it. You know.
And then what's next for you guys? Do you have any things in the plans or in the works that you want to let your fans know about?
I mean, right now, we're just grinding still, you know. Every Tuesday, we'll be on SmackDown, you know, whooping ass. But until then, I hope we can get this football team started sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? You know?
No.
Well, I mean,
got a little more time.
I mean, Brie, you know, she did it, and she's mm-hmm. coming back. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, it's definitely... I'm way better, I feel like, for women nowadays, and a lot easier. Like, women have come so far. Even yeah. Mickie James, Tamina, a few of our girls have families and, mm-hmm. and children and are juggling and managing all that, which has inspired me. So I'm like, if I really wanted to, because of them, I know I can do it.
Right.
We got Maurice, who's pregnant now, yeah. is married to The Miz, and
it's like baby season.
They all, yeah. Like, he's ready. They all just carry their pregnancy so with elegance and so beautiful. And you yeah. see them snap back. And it's just really empowering. But, Trent, I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
You're going to be one of those moms that take a picture every month yeah. of the progress?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. She'd probably be the one that doesn't look pregnant at 9 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No. See, that's what he thinks.
I was like, your nose is going to get big. He's about the biggest microphone. Look at it like this.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not. But I think because I've always been so active, I think for the first time in my life when I do have kids, this is the first time I'm not going to be doing anything. I'm going to be sitting home. I'm probably going to go crazy. I'm probably going to eat whatever I want.
You can
I'm
work
not going
to work out.
No, you can work out through it.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to be all off. You're going to be 9 months off.
I just feel like I'm going to want to, after all these, I've been performing since I was 8 years old. I think after all these years, I think 9 months, I'm going to really just let myself go and just live my best life.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Well, I didn't sign up for that.
Let yourself go
for 9 months, and then once the baby out, then I'll kick out. Janet.
Okay. Janet did that. She looked amazing.
She did every time.
She dropped like
baby
a time.
Or no baby. She does every time.
Yeah, but the thing with Janet is that she gains and drops weight. I think with you, because you've been working out for so long, you've been active for so long, for you to just sit and like, all right, F it, I'm out. Like, I don't think you'll.
Well, I'm going to send y'all pictures. In 8 months and a half, you're like, what y'all think?
I know so many fit moms that probably didn't know. A lot of them didn't know they were even pregnant until like 5 or 6 months in because they just kept working out. And they're like, I'm not losing the weight the way I used to. And they were like, I'm pregnant.
Surprise, surprise.
We have a little bit of time. I actually like that question. How did you guys meet?
Oh, this is so cute. Go on.
Hey, so I got this. Hey, so we was at practice, right? Yeah. She just walked in, and I had a I was sitting by a good friend of mine's, man. We started together, but I think I came in like 2 weeks before she did.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in there about to get ready for practice, like, you know, lacing up my boots, and I'm sitting by my buddy, and then Trent walks in. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh snap, we got a sister up in here, because really weren't that many black chicks on the roster at the time. I was like, okay, that's cool.
It was only Alicia Fox for like holding it down for probably 5 or 6 years before I even came. Wow. Killing it.
So like after practice, we're sitting, I'm unlacing my boots, and my boy walks by. He goes, hey man, I just hollered at new girl, she's pretty cool. Hey, check this out. She said her favorite wrestler growing up was your dad, was Rikishi. Yeah, that's my dad,
so
right?
So you had the end?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, cool. So check this out. So after practice, we'd always have to loosen the ropes, you know, because you can't leave them tight overnight. So you loosen them, you know what I'm saying? So we're sitting there loosening them. You know, all of us have to do it as part of, you know, the etiquette. So I go by her. She's like, she's loosening them. And I walk by her. I go, I say, so you know Rikishi, right? She's like, yeah. I was like, that dude sucks. And then she goes, and then kind of walks, slowly walks off.
Okay.
And I was like, what?
Why? It was so awkward. I was like, "What? Yeah. What?"
So caught her in the parking lot when we were leaving practice. I said, "Hey, I heard, yeah, so bad." I said, "Hey,
I'm already nervous and like shy. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know nobody." And then,
So I meet her. I'm catch her about to get in the car. Yeah. I was like, "Excuse me." I was like, "My name is John. I asked you." Rikishi is my dad, so I told him you suck, and I was trying to make conversation, but it didn't come out right. She was like, that's your dad? I was like, yeah, but I was just trying to,
I thought you were just being mean. It's like, Jesus, okay.
Yeah, and then after the next day, and then I didn't even try to go, I was like, that's done. Yeah. Never again. Then she's like, hey, can you show me how to do this move? Hell yeah, I will. Oh, sorry, my bad, I'm about to knock you off. Yeah, but that's how we met, and then.
Wow.
And then we here now.
Well, yeah, to make it off a line like that, it had to be fate, right?
Oh, it was so bad.
Wow.
I went back and told my boys, like, man, I don't know what I said. I said Rikishi sucks. He's like, why? Your daddy was cool. I was like, I know. I was just trying to, like, make conversation.
Made no sense.
Yeah.
But, so weird.
Well, glad you gave me a second chance.
I think everyone's glad. The fans are so happy.
Me too.
And we're just happy you guys were able to join us. This has been a fun, incredible conversation.
This was so much fun.
As always, guys, you know, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Hey, guys, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Hey, y'all can't find me on everything, but I'm on Twitter at WWE Usos.
Find us on Tuesday Night SmackDown, as well as Total Divas on Wednesday, only on E98 Central. Mwah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.